As he finally expired, I registered the distinctive sound of lasguns before and behind me, and dived for cover again. Jürgen and Kalen were engaging the other tainted guardsmen, who seemed to have dug in behind blocks of stone elsewhere in the ruins. For the moment, no one seemed keen to stick their heads up. But that wouldn't last. They knew the terrain and we didn't, so they'd start to flank us as soon as they'd fixed our position. We had only one chance that I could see. I turned to Kalen, who was crouched behind the plinth of a tumbled statue, and beckoned to attract his attention.
Can you get us directly back to the beach?
Of course.
Then his habitual confidence took on a faint air of puzzlement.
But they'll only follow.
To be honest, I'd thought no further than buying us a little time. But at that point, hope suddenly flared, as a faint voice began to make itself heard through the wash of static in my combee.
PB-109 to Commissar Kane. Do you copy?
Copy. We're on the island just off the peninsula, engaging hostiles. Get as close to the reef as you can and stand by to give us some fire support.
Acknowledged. The Vendettas are inbound too. ETA 3 minutes. Can they assist?
Patch me through to the flight commander.
I tried to ignore the lasbolt striking the other side of my refuge.
Gold Leader responding.
A new voice said in my ear a moment later.
This is Commissar Kane. Home in on this signal and fire everything you've got at the source as soon as you're in range. Clear?
Are you sure?
The flyboy was evidently wondering if I'd taken leave of my senses.
Just do it!
I snapped, ripping the tiny vox set from my ear and dropping it in the bushes. I turned to Kalen.
Now would be good. Come on then.
As usual, he didn't waste time on conversation, just turning and melting into the undergrowth. Jürgen and I followed, trying to keep up with him and mostly failing dismally. But after a moment, he slowed his pace to one we could cope with.
They'll realize we've gone any minute.
A minute should be all we need.
The roar of powerful engines began to make itself heard over the thudding of my heart. A moment later, we burst through the line of scrub fringing the beaches, the sudden blast of fresh sea air almost intoxicating.
The boat!
Kalen waved at the welcome bulk of the PB-109, which loomed offshore, just beyond the rampart of foam which marked the encircling reef. Then, he dropped to the sand as a las round erupted from the bushes behind us, taking him in the back of the leg.
Down!
I yelled unnecessarily, acquiring a sudden mouthful of beach, and reached reflexively for the combeed in my ear before remembering I'd discarded it. Dan and his crew must have been keeping an eye out for us, though, as the fore and aft mounted bolters opened up suddenly, like the wrath of the Emperor himself. A blizzard of bolts tore over our heads, with a sound like a chimera-sized tarpaulin being ripped, shredding the undergrowth of the pursuing heretics into noisome confetti. I just started to raise my head cautiously, when the Vendetta wing howled overhead, and the whole center of the island vanished in a maelstrom of fire and smoke. I spat out another small dune, battered from the noise, which struck with the impact of a Lehman Russ and would surely have knocked me from my feet if I hadn't been prone already. The pressure wave from the rolling explosion boiled out from the island, foaming the water and making Dan's boat bob like a bath toy. Jürgen looked up from applying a dressing to the crater in Kalen's left calf, his mouth moving. After a moment, the words,
"That takes care of that then, sir,"
forced their way past the bell foundry, which seemed to have set up business in both my ears.
"I suppose it does,"
I agreed, before wandering off to find a canoe that wouldn't leak.